Water. Earth. Fire. Air.
Long ago, in 2005 to be exact, the first episode of the animated show Avatar: The Last Airbender was released on Nickelodeon. The show is set in a world where some people can control one of the four elements: water, earth, fire, and air. The main character, a 12-year-old airbender named Aang, is the Avatar, the only person capable of controlling all four elements, and is tasked with maintaining peace among the four nations, each representing one of the elements.
The show picks up 100 years after the Fire Nation went to war against the rest of the world. During this time, Aang has been frozen underwater, and is only brought back when two siblings from the Southern Water Tribe, Katara and Sokka, find him. The three kids then set off on a journey to help Aang master all four elements and save the world. The show shaped much of our generation's childhoods, and has now become a cult classic for kids and adults alike. In 2018, Netflix announced that they would be making a live-action version of the cartoon in partnership with Nickelodeon. Though production was initially set to begin in 2019, it was delayed to 2020, and then delayed yet again due to the pandemic. This live-action series has garnered a lot of excitement, as well as skepticism from Avatar's huge following. While many are excited to see their favorite fictional characters brought to life, Avatar does not exactly have the best track record when it comes to live-action adaptations. A 2010 film remake of the show, directed by M. Night Shyamalan, is considered one of the worst live-action adaptations ever made. In fact, Wikipedia even lists it as one of the worst movies of all time. The movie has a 5% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and is widely hated due to its bad CGI bending, huge tonal shift from the show, and controversial casting choices. The original Avatar takes a lot of inspiration from Asiatic and indigenous cultures. For instance, the Southern Water Tribe in the show reflects a lot of Inuit culture. The film, however, cast mostly white people in place of characters that seem quite obviously to be people of color. Members of the Fire Nation, who were representing the villains, were played by brown actors, despite their characters representing as East Asian within the animated show. The enormous flop that was The Last Airbender film has made people rightfully doubtful of the quality of the upcoming Netflix series. However, in the past few weeks, Netflix has released some casting decisions that show that they are at least making an attempt to stay true to the original show's cultural influences. So far, the representation of Asian and Indigenous actors has made at least some of the audience a bit more optimistic about what's to come. The cast that has been announced as of now consists of a mix of up-and-coming child actors and respected names. For instance, 12-year-old Filipino-Canadian actor Gordon Cormier was cast as the lead role of Aang, a choice that made fans especially excited when learning about his martial arts background, a skill that will definitely come into play in bending scenes in the show. Additionally, just this week, acclaimed actor Daniel Dae Kim was announced as the show's main villain, Fire Lord Ozai. Hopefully, this new cast will capture the amazingly written characters of the animated series and win over the original show's doubtful yet content-hungry fanbase. Another large source of skepticism for the show is the withdrawal of involvement from the original showrunners. The creators of the Avatar universe, Michael Dante DiMartino and Brian Konietzko, were initially a core part of the Netflix production's creative team. However, they announced that they would be dropping the project in August of 2020 due to creative differences and conflict with the Netflix team. When the new series was first announced, Netflix very publicly stated that DiMartino and Konietzko would get creative control over how their characters and universe would be represented in live-action form. However, Konietzko stated that the project actually had a, quote, negative and unsupportive environment. This announcement greatly upset fans and soured their opinions of the series. As the live-action remake of Avatar: The Last Airbender is in pre-production and grows closer to its eventual release, we can only hope that Netflix will be able to surpass the low bar set by the last Avatar live-action adaptation, and capture the magic and charm that made the original show so special. While no official release date has been announced yet, make sure to keep your eyes peeled as more announcements are made. This was Pari Pradhan for WNUR News.